no heaven or mercy. Yeah, my friend, he won't let no heaven or mercy. Yeah, my friend. They will fall, but they will prosper. And we celebrate Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. We celebrate Jesus tonight. We welcome you to part of our service tonight. Amen. This is for my sanctuary and family ministries. So we encourage you to clap your hands, clap your feet, and help us celebrate Jesus. Because Jesus is all the name. And we have to call him up tonight. Come on and put your hands together. Oh, Jesus of the main line. Oh, Jesus of the main line. Everybody. Oh, Jesus of the main line. Oh, I'm stuck in heaven. You need.
Come Chaos Blog Talk Radio and our listeners all over the world. We thank God for you tuning in on tonight. Our listeners at Kensington Care Home in the London, we thank God for you. Germany, AM radio station, thank God for you, and also those that are listening and may even be watching in the Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. We're praying for you. Thank God for you listening in on tonight. Let's look real quickly to 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verse number 11. If you got it, say amen. On the count of three, help me read that. One, three. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Amen. Amen. Let's read that. Amen. One more time. Let's read that again. Open up your mouth like you're in the sanctuary. Amen. And you're in the sanctuary of your home. Amen. Open up your mouth. Let's read that again real loud. Amen. Read. And Samuel said unto Jesse, hear all thy children. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. Amen. We're going to take our topic tonight from that, like that sea clause. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. Amen. We're going to take our subject from that phrase, that portion of the scripture. There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. Amen. And we want to really key in on behold. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, behold, he keepeth the sheep. Amen. Now, we're going to talk from the subject on tonight. I was minding my own business. Yeah, come on. I thought I had the right church. Y'all sound good here tonight. I was minding my own business. Amen. I wish I could get a 15 or 20 people to just type that out there. Amen. Like, share, whatever they do on Facebook. Amen. Put that out there. This 1 Samuel 16 and 11. Amen. And the topic is, I was minding my own business. I was minding my own business. Fathers, in Jesus' name, we come before you tonight. We ask now that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, every heart shout, amen. Come on, shout it again. Amen. Amen. I was minding my own business. Have you ever been told to mind your business? Any parents out there ever had to tell your children? I can think back on numerous times my own mother, Johnny Mae, would tell me to mind my business. I was the type of child, amen, as I grew up, my mom and my older sister, Rena, and my aunts and uncles, and they will remind me that I was the type of child that, like what they used to say, was kind of nosy. I like information. I like to know what the conversation was, amen. I would like to know who my mom and them was talking about, and as I began to grow up, they reminded me that I always asked my mother the question, who, mama, who? Amen. Because just as a child being around and listening, amen, I wanted to know who my mama and maybe her sisters, my aunties, or her brothers, or who it was that they were talking about. So, amen, throughout my adolescent years into my early teens, my family always reminded me that I used to use the phrase, who, mama, who? Amen. As I grew up, and no doubt I probably changed who mama who, but I still remember my mama saying, mind your business. It is easy to lose focus on what we are supposed to be doing because of what's happening around us. I can't hear nobody here. Yeah, it's so easy to lose focus on what you're supposed to be doing or what you should be doing. Watch it, make sure I see you out there. We can lose focus on what God has ordained us to do because of the simple fact we're paying so much attention to what's going on next door. Lord, I got the choir church here tonight. We're paying so much attention to what our neighbors are doing. And, amen, what's going on in their house, amen, that we lose focus or we miss opportunities for us to prosper in our own house. Why? For the simple fact, we need to learn to mind our own business. Often we are more concerned with others. We're more concerned with other folks' issues that it becomes a problem in our personal lives. Have you ever known anybody like that? They're so consumed and wrapped up in issues and situations that's going on in other folks' lives, amen, that after you get through talking to them, you would have thought it was them going through it. It wasn't them. You ever say, God, I didn't know you went through all that. And they say, oh, I ain't the one went through it. It was Sister Do Nothing and Brother Do Right. They went through it. Amen. You got so consumed in it that you felt like, amen, their problems have, you have adopted their issues. You've adopted their problems. Amen. Now you can't focus on what you're supposed to. Amen. You can't focus on your marriage. You can't focus on your relationship because you got so much interest in what's going on with somebody else. Lord, I wish I had the right to listen to somebody say, girl, boy, mind your business. Because they leave mine alone. Leave mine alone. So the question is, what's lacking in our lives because we didn't remain focused? What's lacking? Now what has to pull up the rear? What part of your ministry is lacking because you decided to put so much energy in something or someone else instead of you remaining focused on your stuff? Look at somebody saying, stay focused. Have you been guilty of worrying about someone else's home to the point your home suffers? I would like to challenge each of us on the night before I close this to keep on task until completion. Somebody put that out there. Let's stay on task until completion. Amen. In school, they would, I'm reminded in school that there was a certain part on your report card that talked about keeping on task. Could you stay focused? And a lot of us, we found out some, not us, because I ain't never been diagnosed with them, but some of y'all, amen, your parents didn't know you had all the alphabets until you went to school, and the teacher, amen, recognized you couldn't stay focused. So then they got you a checkup from the neck up, and then the doctor prescribed, amen, you went A, B, C, D, D, F, E, F, G, amen, H-I-J-K, and then you got pills for uppers, pills for talents. Your parents always wonder, amen, why you just couldn't stay focused. And they didn't find out until you got to school, and the teacher wanted you to sit down in the circle and cover red, and, amen, you were throwing pencils and throwing crayons and, amen, shooting spitballs, and the teacher wondered, amen, why in the world, amen, can't little Junior stay seated and stay on task? Why he can't stay focused? Amen. Back in where I'm from, they had school. They had special schools. Amen. Those places called Hamilton and, amen, Sexton Woods and, amen, in DeKalb County, there were special schools for special folk. Lord, they ain't talking about nobody, but amen, we have some special folk in my family. And look at somebody say, you do too. You got some special folk. Amen. I see all y'all laughing out there. Amen. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. You know who in your family is special. Amen. But if we all would just learn to stay focused and mind our business, we'll be a lot better. Right. Some of us will be a lot farther in life. A lot of us will be a lot farther in our ministry. A lot of us will be a lot farther in our relationships. Yeah, and Jim Cherry, that's right. That was right around the corner from Linwood Palmer. Yeah, we had special schools. Make sure, I don't know if you went to that school, but you remember it. Amen. Let me get through here tonight. Amen. Let's look at verse 1. Let's look at verse 1. This is 1 Samuel 16:1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long would I mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Listen, amen. I heard a good preacher say this years ago. Watch this. God is the only one. God is the only boss that will fire you and allow you to keep on working. Lord, help me tonight. Let me say that again. I ain't got but a few more minutes. God is the only boss that will fire you. And you don't know you're fired till it's too late. You don't want to be fired till it's too late. Till it's too late for you to repent. Till it's too late for you to get it right. Listen, beloved, don't be on the job and don't know you're fired. God here rebukes, amen, the prophet Samuel. How long are you going to cry and mourn over Saul, which was the king? And I have rejected him. God gave instructions through Samuel to give to King Saul. Amen. Concern, I believe, was the Amalekites to kill them all. And they killed all except the good stuff. And I think the king was Agag of the Amalekites. I think this is the previous chapter, a couple of chapters before. And God was upset because they didn't kill everything like he said. They kept some good sheep. They kept some of the good stuff. Like some of you. Amen. God keeps telling you to get rid of that Negro. Get rid of that Negro. He ain't no good. Get rid of her. She ain't no good. But you keep holding on to those good parts, and you know it ain't going nowhere. Lord, we're about to do part two. You know that relationship ain't going nowhere. But you keep holding on. Amen. He keep kicking you, slapping you. Amen. He don't know what a job is. Can't even expect you ask him what the book of Job. He's saying Job, he's going to Job. He don't know what it is. You wake up in the morning and go to work, he sleep. Come back, he waiting on you to cook, and he's sleeping again. How many naps do you need throughout the day? You keep holding on to look good points. Well, they good at this. They good at that. But overall, everybody else can see it. They good for nothing. You've been praying for Boaz, and you've been sleeping, thought you were sleeping next to Boaz, and you've been sleeping with Boaz. You thought you were with Boaz, and he turned out to be Boaz. Somebody said, hey, amen, Boaz. Hey, y'all, I ain't going to go there. Get it all up in the night. God bless you, Sister Harris. I see you, Lady Harris. Amen. Come on here. Amen. It's the truth. Now, we keep investing in folks that we know ain't going nowhere. And they're going now quickly. Like I said that on Sunday. Stop investing your time with Negroes you know ain't got nothing going in their life. Right. And that goes both ways. Male and female. She only come around, amen, yeah, when she only come around when you get your little, amen, stimulus check. And when that stimulus check run out, because you ain't got no other income, amen, she goes. Oh, Lord, help me tonight. I got to close this thing. Amen. Look at somebody and say, mind your business. So Paul was fired. Okay? Saul was fired, but still on the job. God gets on the man of God by the name of Samuel and rebukes him. How long are you going to keep crying? We got to understand, Saul, amen, Israel rejected God from being their king. wanted to be like other folk. They wanted to be like other nations. And some of you told them, why would you want to be like other nations when you got God? And God told Samuel, go ahead over and let them do it. Then Samuel had to tell them, if you get a king, this is what he's going to do. This is how he's going to treat you. But they wanted a king anyway. And they looked down over and saw Saul. Saul was a good, handsome man that stood head and shoulders over everybody else. Some of you women out there, now let me get close to the camera. The reason why, amen, you can't get the right man because you got certain limits and you want them taller than everybody else. Now, you don't want them to short with that cock-eyed, amen. He may be cock-eyed, but he only got eyes for you. You may just have to walk in circles to keep his eyes on you, but at least he's only looking at you. He's tall, dark, and handsome, but he fights with Mike Tyson. And you didn't know he had a gold glove. And here you are painting yourself up. The folks say, Lord, she changed colors every day. You better ask God to send you what's best. And while you're waiting, ask God to work on you. Lift your hand and say, work on me, Lord. Work on me. Work on me. He might be short. You might be taller than him. They might call you hip-hop, but at least you can see where he's going. They might call you hip-hop. Amen. You better ask God to send you what's best. Somebody's going to love you. You men out there, you chasing, amen, you chasing that girl, amen, you don't know she got fake hips, amen, she got fake lips, she got fake eyebrows, she lost butt, my friend, her butt's fake, she taking injections, amen, you want her to twerk, amen, and if she twerk too much, something gonna pop off. I want a Coke bottle. You know what happens? Amen. You get a Coke bottle and it gets too hot. That plastic don't melt.
That's right.
That's right.
You gotta come on. Like a freezer. Paul, let me get through here. That ain't even part of what I'm supposed to be preaching about tonight. Amen. 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 Let the church say amen. And Samuel said, how can I go? Verse 2, if Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take your heifer with thee and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Let me get out of here. Listen, men and women, love yourself.
You better come on here.
You don't let no one else dictate to you your value.
Yeah, correct.
Then still preaching, mind your own business. Get yourself, amen. Look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you pretty. Men tell yourself you handsome.
Right.
You keep waiting on other folks to do it. Amen. You'll never, Lord Jesus, help me here. You got to have your own self value.
Right.
If you don't have your own self value, you will settle for anything.
Right.
Let somebody say, stop settling, stop settling, stop settling. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, verse 3. And I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. Watch this. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. This is verse 4. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, come in thou peaceably. See the difference between the prophets in the Bible and these new days, these new Negroes now. Amen. Ain't nobody fearing the prophet. Because the prophet ain't saying nothing that's going to bring you to God. Ain't going to tell you nothing that's going to bring you to holiness. It's all about your money. And how much you can get. How much you're going to prosper. Nothing about you come out of that lustful lifestyle. Nothing about you come out of homosexuality. Nothing about you put that liquor bottle down. Nothing about you put that weed down. Nothing about you stop lying and cheating and gossiping. Ain't too many folks preaching about that nowadays. Now, that ain't what Bill Big Turner, that don't raise a lot of money. But what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Don't y'all know folks dying now? And my mama don't say that they ain't never Amen. And one of these days, this will be your turn. This is going to be my turn. And we got to stand before God and give an account for the business we attended to on earth. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
So they asked Samuel, did you come peaceably? Verse 5, he said, peaceably. I have come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab. Remember, God had told Jesse, that told Samuel, go to Jesse's house. Because I found me a king in Jesse's house. Okay, verse 6. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab. Eliab was the first son, with Jesse oldest boy. Okay? And said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. See? Samuel thought, yeah, this is he. He looked like, oh yeah, surely the Lord's anointed is here. But look at verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his countenance. Why do you think God said that? Because that's what got them in trouble with the first king, Saul. They looked at his countenance. They looked at his height. He was tall, stood head and shoulders above everybody else. And everyone just figured, yeah, surely that's the Lord's king. That's him. But this time around, God said, I'm gonna decide this one. First time around, the people decided. God said, this time around, I'm gonna decide. So the Lord said to Samuel, look now on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looking on the outward appearance, but the Lord looking on the heart. Okay? Give me somebody who's got a pure heart. You may not have a dime in your pocket, but if I can trust your heart, if I can trust you mean well by me, if I can trust you mean well by my wife, well by my children, you may not can ever give me a dime, but if we can just trust you, Lord help me tonight. Then Jesse called Abinadab, the second boy, verse 8. And made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. So Samuel got it right now. Samuel, no, God ain't looking for tall, dark, and handsome. God's looking for the heart. Amen. A lot of you out there, amen, stop being attracted to folk based on their outward appearance. Learn them. Amen. Talk with them. Have a conversation. Learn their heart. Let the church say amen. Then Jesse made Shamma to pass by. This is the third son. And he said, neither have the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. I'm getting ready to get through here. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. Now I know God's sitting here, but you don't see seven of your boys. And God has not chosen the easier field. Similarly, back now, in those days, and similar to now, that first son will be the one inheriting whatever. It will be that first part that will carry on the family, carry on the name, carry on the legacy. But God does not do things always the way we think he should. Sometimes God will skip a generation. Sometimes God will skip one child. You know the story of Jacob and Esau. Esau came out first, but at the end of it, when the story was all told, Jacob was the one, and Esau had to bow down and had to serve Jacob, which was the youngest boy. So we see here in verse 10 again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. Listen, I'm closing now, but don't you ever worry about how many that came before you. Whatever God has for you, it is for you. Yeah, you may not be the first one chosen. You may not be the first one that's been identified as the one to carry it all, but just hang on in there. Because God has a way of turning things around. So, yeah. Verse 11. And Samuel said unto to Jesse are here, all thy children. Remember, Samuel knew God had told him to run over to Jesse's house. Right now, it seems as if our God may have made a mistake. Right about now, it seems as if God had forgot that Jesse may have only had a certain amount of children. The Bible declares that Samuel said, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, "There remaineth yet one, there's the youngest son. And behold, he keepeth the sheep." In other words, yeah, David was minding his own business. David was doing what his daddy had told him, trained him to do. One of the best things for a parent is to have a child that they can trust to do what they tell them to do. Have I got a witness here? So David is out there keeping the sheep in the boat. And the Bible declares that Samuel said unto Jesse, "Seen and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither." What are you saying? What I'm saying is, don't worry, as I told you, who goes first? Because the bottom line is the party really can't get started until you arrive. You may be last in line, but by the time God gets through, the Bible declares that the last shall be first. The first shall be last. Have I got a witness here? Get the Bible declared. In verse 12, he sent and brought him in. Now he was radiant with all of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, "Arise and anoint him, for this is he." Have I got a witness out there? Out there, somebody right in your living room to do what God said, "Arise and anoint you." Right where you are, yeah, right where you are, right where you stand, arise. Because God has anointed you. He's anointed you for such a time as this. I know you thought it was the oldest child. I know you thought it was the preacher in the family. But God told me to tell you, stop worrying about everybody else. You are the one that God is calling for. In these last days, stop thinking it's everybody else. And the being in the power of God, that you are the one ordained for your family. You are the one ordained for your career. You are the one ordained for your ministry. If you believe it, say yes. If the Bible declares, Samuel took the horn of oil. Remember, Samuel had tried to anoint the first seven sons, but it wasn't the time because they were not the ones chosen by God. But I came to tell you, just as sure as P Street goes through Buckhead, you have been anointed for such a time as this. Wave your hand and say, "I'm the man," or "I'm the woman," ordained for such a time as this. Stop being bitter.
Oh,
May seem, in spite of how difficult, in spite of the numerous of times you've been looked over, God knows your address. He knows your name. And He has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. Look at somebody and say, God ain't forgot. He knows where I am. Jeremiah 29 and 11, very familiar passage. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. God knows. He sees. He knows. But most of all, He cares. He cares about what you're going through. And He wants you to know He ain't forgot. God don't forget like we do. We have amnesia. You can help folk out, buy them groceries, pay their bills, You can do all that for them one day. And the next day they call me and something else and you can't do it. They'll forget about everything you did the previous day. Then they'll talk about you. They'll go on Facebook and talk about you. And then some of the same ones that used to love you, they'll link up with the ones that don't like you no more. And they'll have a memory upon it to remember to forget about you. But even in times like that, hold on to the Lord. With friends like that, who needs any enemies? Somebody said, bring your friends close, your enemy close, or have your friends closer, or something like that. You got to watch them that's close to you. I'm through. Thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for supporting. The only way a person can stab you, watch this. The only way a person can stab you is they got to get close to you. They got to be able to get intimate, close. Sometimes people want to get close to you. They want to find out your little secrets so that they can use them against you. Be careful, y'all, who you're liking on Facebook and who you're friends with on Facebook, because those friends got other friends. And anytime you got a friend that claims to be a friend and they fall out with you every other week, every other day, you can't be yourself around them, you got to put on, you got to be somebody you're not, you don't need that person. Can't nobody beat you being you. You're the best you. I got four Omars in this house. But I'm the best Omar Senior. And I got Omar Junior. He's the best Omar Junior. I got Omar the Third. He's the best Omar the Third. And I got Omar the Fourth. He's the best Omar the Fourth. I'm their daddy, but amen, we're all individuals. My real friend, folk I hang with, I be myself. I don't have to worry about them trying to pull me into something I know I shouldn't be doing. I don't hang around folk like that. And my best friend is my wife. And my next best friends are my children. Most times you see me with my wife and my children. But then the associates and the friends I have, they don't try to convince me to do something I know I shouldn't be doing. I have no friend that try to convince me to cheat on my wife and leave my family and stay out all kinds of nights. I've got to get through this. Thank you all so much. Listen, if this word tonight has been a blessing to you in any kind of way, I've seen so many of my family and friends on. Thank you so much for supporting. Thank you so much. Amen. If the work tonight has been a blessing to you and you feel God pricking your spirit, you would like to be a blessing. We don't do this for the money. I've already preached. You can't never pay for the gospel message anyway. You can't pay for that. Amen. Me and my family, we do this every Thursday night as a service unto the Lord. And we understand we serve God by serving you. Jesus said, what you do to the least of my little ones, you've done unto me. So I'm going to say, when did we see you hungry and we fed you? Or when did we see you naked and we clothed you? Jesus is going to respond to them. What you did to the least of my little ones, you did unto me. Then there's another group that's going to say, Lord, we didn't see you hungry. We didn't see you naked. We didn't see you without shelter. And he's going to respond, what you did to the least of my little ones, you did unto me. So we do this as a service to God by serving you. And we just thank you for being a part. Even if you don't have a dime on tonight, we thank you for being a part. Continue to pray for us. Pray for me. Pray for my family, my wife, my children. We're so glad to have Sister Asia here on tonight doing our YouTube channel. But this has been a blessing to you. You would like to give whatever the amount is. Some of you may have missed Sunday. This past Sunday was our pastoral Sunday. Amen. You may have missed Sunday. You're tuning tonight. You want to sow a seed. You want to be a blessing. We're going to give you the opportunity on tonight. You have two ways in which you can give. Okay, if you can do Cash App, and that'll come directly to me. I can hear it now if you start Cash Apping. It's $OZ264. If you'd like to Cash App a love offering on tonight of any size, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, you can do so right now. $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. OZ264. $OZ264. 264. It's not on your screen for those of you that are watching Facebook. Even at Chaos, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you on tonight. If you'd like to use your debit or credit card and be a financial blessing on tonight, Cash App, PayPal, well, your PayPal, debit, credit card, you can call our financial officers now, 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-6056. And may the Lord bless you real good. Okay, meet us back Sunday morning at 9:15. Y'all, our Sunday morning, the power pack, 1 hour. 1 hour long, we hit it, quit, and through with it till the next time. Okay, we're a little bit over an hour tonight, but we thank you. We're trying to work this thing where we're at the hour point. And we thank you. We appreciate you. Listen, we just got off the phone and got word with the Tolbert family. We want you to, amen. I still have a prayer list. Maybe Sunday we'll be able to call it out. Our prayer list, I'm almost at the back of the page. There's a lot going on. This is just the ones that we know. Amen. But the Tolbert family are dear to us. And what I say that is they are members of our church, members of our family. Amen. And we got word that they are wrestling with COVID-19. And we want you to pray for them. Also, we want you to pray. We heard about from the Pace family. My wife's family, Bishop Moss, her grandfather, and Mother Pace and Dad Pace, they were real good friends. So my wife pretty much grew up singing the Pace sisters' songs. And I think the oldest daughter, Durantis, Mother Pace died a few months ago. I think about 4 or 5 months ago, and Durantis, what we hear, passed on today. So we ask that you would lift the Pace family. These are just some of the newer ones that we're just hearing about on today, and that you would lift them in prayer. Amen. And we still have our prayer list. Amen. And throughout the day, I don't want y'all to think that I wait till now to call the names out and pray. I'll be praying for y'all throughout the day, as the Lord lays you on my heart, and as I remember who's on the list. Okay, so meet us back Sunday morning, 9:15. And make sure you up, you brush your teeth. Act like you're going to church. Brush your teeth. Amen. You ain't got to put on your convocation outfit, but, you know, wash up a little bit. Amen. Brush your teeth. Get your hair right and be ready for Sunday morning service. Amen. On behalf of me and my precious wife, we thank you and my children. And we thank you. We love you. Praise Tabernacle. We love you. Thank you so much. My cousin, Tamasha, in Nebraska. Amen. Our faithful member, amen, in Nebraska. We thank God for you. Amen. All our other representatives, I don't know if Texas and Chicago, all they were on tonight. But we thank y'all so much. I think I saw my big sister, Rena. I think I saw Rena was on tonight. Amen. I'm looking forward to seeing her on Sunday. Hopefully her and my brother, her and Poochie. Amen. Be at church. Be live in church. Amen. On Sunday. We love y'all. Thank you so much. Amen. Chaos Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. Amen. Tune in again Sunday morning. Sunday morning at 9:15. We will be back with another great service to the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Right now, God, as we lift up our list, our prayer list, we pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver every person on this list, even the new families that was just added a few minutes before service. We ask that you would stretch out your hand, touch, heal, and deliver. Stretch out your nail-scarred hand, the hand of power, the hand of deliverance, the hand of healing, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, your word declares that you was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Every bereaved family, those that are wrestling with COVID-19 and other issues, other ailments, other things going on, family issues. God, first of all, we ask that you remind us to mind our business. And if you can trust us to mind our business, then you will give us greater business, as you did for David. And we thank you that as we leave this place, remember your presence, Matthew 28:19-20 tells us to go ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. God bless you. Until we meet again, Godspeed.